My name is Waldemar Pichura. I am learning English and I want to ask you some questions.
Okay, cool. Go for it.
So, it's about moving to another country. My first question is, where are you from, Jason?
Where am I from? Okay,
you know.
I think I remember. I'm from England, and I was born near London.
That's nice.
In a place called Surrey, which I'll write. It's like a county.
County. Ah, yes, it's a special area. County.
Yeah, yeah. Like a province. Mm-hmm. But then I left there when I was 3 years old, and I moved to Liverpool or Merseyside.
So Liverpool.
And lived there till I was 18. And then I went to university in Wales.
Wales. It's a south coast, yes? Of England.
West coast, yeah. Wales is another country, but it's part of the UK. And I went to university there, then I worked in London, so that's where I'm from.
Okay, and the second question is, where do you live now?
Now I live in Weymouth, which is on the south coast.
South
of England. But I've only lived here for about a year or so, just over a year. I lived in London for 20 years, and I still miss London a bit. It's nice here, and it's better for my kids and my family. In some ways it's good, some ways it's bad, you know. But we just wanted more space. And to be by the sea, so that's why we moved.
That's nice. The next question was, what is it like your town? But I know now, because you told me everything.
When did I tell you?
1 minute ago. But it's good town. Yes, for your kids, you have got more space.
I can tell you what the town is like. The town is like an old, it's a small sort of fishing town. It's like a seaside town, which is like a holiday location and a fishing port. And it has a beautiful long sandy beach and a beautiful bay,
that's nice.
A really nice bay, which you can swim in. And it's beautiful in the summer. And there's a lovely harbour with lots of boats. And you can get nice fresh fish. And it's very attractive. It's a nice place. A small town.
Do you think that lots of Poles live in this town?
I didn't hear that, Valdek. Can you say that again?
I asked about Poles.
Poles, you know, there are some Poles here, yeah. And, you know, like 3 minutes from my house, there is a Polish delicatessen.
I see. Polish food and so on.
Polish food, yeah. And I think and one of my neighbors is Polish.
Oh, that's nice. is she or he?
It's a family.
It's a family. So,
yeah.
What about their English? Is it good?
I think it's probably okay. We haven't talked much. They tend to be very quiet. They you know, we haven't said much to each other because they're a few doors away. But I noticed that they're Polish. But you do hear Polish voices when you walk around town. I've heard a few, so there's quite a few Poles here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. Yes. Next question is, do you know anyone who is not originally from the place they live now?
Yes, I do. I think most of the people I know who live here are not from here. I know a Spanish lady called Patricia, who I meet at my kids' play group, and Patricia is from Malaga in the south of Spain.
Malaga,
And some friends around the corner, Nick and Caroline, they're from Oxford and they just moved here. Lots of people are not from here. It seems to be a place where people come to when they have families.
Okay. Why did they move? What do you think?
Well, I think usually it's because people want to live by the sea, or they want to be in the countryside or leave a big city. It's just a nice place. I mean, the area is called the region or county is called Dorset, and it has a beautiful coastline and lots of nice countryside. And it's quite, it's a pleasant place to live.
Okay. Next question is, would you like to live in a different country? And why, if you of course.
Okay, I have lived in another country. I lived in Australia for almost 2 years when I was in my 20s. I lived in France for about 10 months when I was when I just left university. So that's not really living. A year, I think. I think if you live somewhere, you have to live there for a year at least. That's in my mind. I think I lived in Australia because I went to play rugby there, because a rugby team asked me to play for them, and they found me a job in Brisbane, so I went and played for them. And once I was working on campsites when I in my holidays or when I left university. I went there and did a like a holiday job that just kept going and going and going.
I see. Would you like to live in a different country, or do you prefer to stay in England?
No, I would like to, I think about this quite a lot because my partner is Danish,
Ah,
and
Danish.
my two boys, they understand Danish because she speaks to them in Danish, and we have family, she has family in Denmark, and I find the idea of living in Denmark quite interesting, and I'd like to do it because I would like to learn Danish. And
I see.
I've had a little go, and I used some materials by a company, a big publisher, and they just didn't really do it for me. And I don't have much time to devote to it because I work a lot, and I've been working a lot over the last few years. So I think Danish is quite is a difficult language. I probably like Polish, the pronunciation is very difficult. And I think I need to live in Denmark to really get to learn the language. I probably, or what I'd like to do is I'd like to have the time to translate or turn my English lessons into Danish lessons,
I see.
and then do what you're doing in Danish with people on the So that would be better. But I know what it's like. You need, it's difficult to make time to do these things, and that's why kind of I think doing it in little stages is the best thing. But I would like to live in Denmark. I'd like to do it, you know, before the boys are too old, really.
I see. Okay, next question is, do you know anyone who is married to someone from a different country?
Yes, I do. A friend of mine lives in Madrid, and he lives with his Spanish mm-hmm. partner. I probably know lots of people who are mm-hmm. from different countries and married. Another friend of mine is French and married to a Dutchman. Mm-hmm. Married to a Spaniard. I see, because I've worked in English teaching and I've run English schools and traveled a lot. I kind of know lots of people from lots of countries. So it's kind of normal for me.
Yes, I think yes. And you are a good sample. Yes, you are a good sample because you are English, and your wife is Danish.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. So I practice okay, what question. I practice what I preach.
where do they live? I mean these people, because it's like that, for example, Englishmen stay in England and your wife Danish come to you, but your friends, your acquaintance, yes?
An acquaintance is not really a friend, they're just someone you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, it's this person is from England, or, for example, both of them are from different countries, like French or Spanish, and
well, you know, like I said, I have English friends with partners from other countries, and I have friends who are from other countries who you know, like I had a Brazilian. Mm-hmm. Female Brazilian friend who was married to a Danish guy.
Uh-huh.
I got a French female married to a Danish man.
Mm-hmm. And they live in England, of course.
No, they live in France, and the other guys lived in Denmark for a while.
Uh-huh.
My English friend with a Spanish wife lives in Madrid in Spain. They're all over the place.
I think that the world is going to be a country.
Didn't hear that. Say that again.
That the world is being to be a global country. Global country.
Yeah, I think it's getting there. You know, it's just the politicians that get in the way, isn't it?
Yeah. In Poland, it's rather really that of people. We here in Poland have only, for example, Turkish people in my region. I can see many because they sell fabric.
Right.
Fabric, clothes. Because we here in Pabianice, in Łódź, in the middle of Poland, we have here lots of small sewing businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So we are famous from this, and many men have came and, you know, sell materials, the fabrics for Polish business.
Right. I didn't hear where they're from. Where are they from?
Turkey.
All right. Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's like in different industries or regions, people move to different places, and it's all about sort of economics, really. Usually, it's to do with money, you know, and getting a better job or getting a better life for your family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there are places in Wales, in South Wales, where there are lots of Italians who moved there in the 1950s. And there are Welsh, there are people who speak Welsh, which is an unusual language. There are people who speak Welsh in Argentina, because I forget when it was, a long, long time ago, Argentina needed some Welsh miners to go and mine something or coal, and they all moved, and lots of them moved to Argentina. So it's, you know, people move for a number of reasons, but it's usually economic, I think. And it's an interesting situation we have at the moment, I think, with you know, the way that we can talk to people for free anywhere in the world and make friends, and we can travel quite freely in lots of ways, but still, you know, outside of the European Union, you can't travel and move somewhere and work. Like, I couldn't work in the United States, and you couldn't. And you know, it's strange that all the information, all the data that is collected by governments on migration shows that immigration and the flow of immigration does not, you know, cause huge problems, but still countries want to protect their borders and stop people coming to live there. It's quite contradictory.
Contradictory. What is it? Contradictory.
Contradictory. It means the what people say and what they do, or the information shows them something that to be true, but they just ignore it. So I'll write contradictory. There you go. Contradictory. So it's like, you know, if I said to you, I think you should only eat chocolate ice cream because it's the best, then you saw me eating vanilla ice cream, then my advice to you would have been contradictory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. So my next question is, why do people live in two different places? I think that we a little bit talked about it.
Yeah. would you like to leave Poland and go and live somewhere else?
Believe me, I am a cosmopolitanism guy, I think. I am very interested in living in different places, because I am interested in different cultures, not only for money, but for example, I love fishing. So here in Poland, I have only rather few places where I want to go, for example, for fishing. I am eager to catch, you know, different kinds. Just like a shark, maybe, or maybe salmon. So what else? I like to meeting people from different countries, because I am interested in culture. How do they like, I don't know, live? How do they like to be in France, for example, after work? So here in Poland, I think there are rather times now we have. So one reason is economical. The reason is my interest in. But my wife doesn't want even hear about moving to another country, so it's not possible.
Really? She doesn't want to move.
She doesn't want to move because. You know, this is a Pole vice, I think, because we think that I am worse than here. My wife things like this, but she will be, for example, like a slave in England or a different country, like a slave,
right,
because
right,
I'm not
right.
here. I think it's not true because, for example, if I am good, I don't know, Mason,
Yeah.
and I go to England and there are no good Masons, it could be cool to employ someone like me and do
yeah,
good
yeah,
job.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
But my wife doesn't feel like this. She expects lots of abroad people from abroad look at her like a slave or something worse than native people. I think it's not true. She is like a typical Pole.
I think it's interesting, isn't it, to get that angle, you know, because I think there are, it's like wherever you go, in whichever country you go to, it depends what you do, because if I went to Poland to live and I didn't know, say I had no skills, if I had no skills and I had to get a very basic sort of low level job, then I would probably, or if I had some skills but I didn't speak Polish, then I wouldn't get a very good job. And so then I could feel like your wife thinks she would feel. So I would feel like I was getting, you know, treated like a sort of, you know, a slave or a low-level worker without respect. So I think you're right. It's, you know, everyone fears being used or exploited and you know, everyone wants to achieve the best they can. A way to do that is to know where is to A, learn to do something or have some skills that people need and are useful, and then be able to go to a place where they are needed. You know, that's why people move all around the world, isn't it? You know.
Yes, I agree with you, of course.
Everyone who is from a country, you know, is like, there are certain people, like, if you and your wife came to England, say sometimes your wife would meet people and they would, depending on where they were from or their education or their attitude to people coming to live in England, you know, most people would be very nice and welcoming and say hi and treat her just like anyone else. But occasionally there would be someone who would look at her in a bit of a strange way. And that would be the same if I moved to Poland, probably.
Yes.
People would be really nice and welcoming, but then some people would say, oh, he's coming to take our jobs, you know? And this is the main problem with, you know, people, lots of people worry about other people coming to work in their country and say they'll take jobs, but often they only come because that no one in that country wants to do that job.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Another case is that, for example, I know people who are addicted from alcohol, for example.
Yeah.
And here in Poland, they, you know, had problems, many problems with jobs, with paying.
You don't
bills.
Say. Can I? Do you want me to correct you, Valdek?
Yeah.
You said dictated to by alcohol. We don't use dictated to that way. You should say addicted to alcohol.
Addicted. Yes. Sorry. Without ink. Addicted.
Addicted
yes.
to. Yeah.
So they are addicted to alcohol, and you know, here in Poland, they had no opportunities to run their lives because something went. They decided to go abroad. 2 years ago or 3 years ago, England opened their borders, and I think lots of bad people went there because they had no opportunity here. And another case is normal family, just like mine. I'm not addicted to also. We are very hardworking people. And I think these kinds of people could be good inhabitants in England or French or German. But many people who opportunities in Poland, they just moved to another country to expect it, you know, better life, new opportunities. Maybe they decided to improve their attitude, their behavior, but we don't know. Maybe these problems from Poland went with them, and for example, England. New problems, well, yes, with these people.
I think you're right. I think it's a possibility, you know. But like you said, sometimes if people don't get opportunities where they were born or where they lived for a long time, and they go somewhere else, when people don't know them, they might change their behavior because people's behavior is often associated with what people expect from them or how they have been in the past. So it's very difficult to change your behaviors or your behavior, you know, and sometimes moving is good. But I think you're right. I think there are people who've come here from Poland who've come as, you know, doctors and lawyers and all kinds of, you know, highly paid, skilled jobs. And there are people who've come and done low-level agricultural jobs, you know. I mean, it's a broad spectrum. I lived in London for a long time, and I had Polish builders work on stuff for me and do things, you know. And great guys. They built a business, and they were better than the English builders, you know.
Yes, that's right. So. What else? I think that many more of Poles who are in England, they just want to earn money. They work hard. So don't you think that I am blaming Poles, the whole Poles in England? I think that most of them are good men, good people. They just want to have better life, and that's it.
Exactly. And that's all everyone does. Everyone just wants to have a good life and not have too many problems. That's the most you can hope for, really, isn't it?
Yes, yes, I agree. Of course. So, finished. So, Jason, have we got any topic to work out now?
No, I think we've done it. How did the lesson go? Was the lesson all right? Was it interesting?
Yes, it was very interesting. I tried to speak with people, and I caught Mary from Canada.
Right.
Black woman, do you know?
No, I don't know. Is she one of my friends?
yes, of course.
So I introduced her to you, but I have a strange thing on Facebook because my profile, I have like 300 friends, and I kind of use my profile as part of the whole English out there thing, you know. So I make friends with people, and it's because when you're a friend, then you can do the chat and the voice chat. And you can see when people are online, so it's useful that way. But it's great. So, well, how did it go with Mary then? Was she helpful?
Yes, she was very helpful, but she was speaking very fast.
Right.
So, for example, you have got very good for me. You know, the speed is okay because I can understand almost everything. Sometimes there is. Interference, so I can't hear, you know, the whole world, but it's very rarely, so don't
well, that's
worry.
Easy, Valdek. Just say to her, can you slow down, please? Just ask her to speak a bit slower. That's all.
Yes, of course, but it was, you know, short speaking. Maybe it was. It was 15 minutes, so and it was that most of the speak was mine, right. And she right. only answered the, you know, concrete questions, right. What else? And she is also a very nice guy. He's from China, but at weekend she wasn't...
I didn't hear that. Who was that?
Hello?
Who did you speak to as well?
Sean.
Sean, okay, yeah.
From America, and but he wasn't available
right.
on Saturday, on Sunday. I think right. that family is more important than speaking with, you know, any learners. What else?
Well, everyone has their, you know, their own pattern of going online, don't they? And that's why I say, you know, make friends with 20 or 30 people. And
yes, that's right. And
keep building your English speaking friends network, your sort of what I call a personal learning network, okay? And then uh-huh. you'll always have someone whenever you go online. If you have 30 friends, you'll always have someone online who will talk to you for 5 minutes.
Yes, yes. I agree with you. It's very good idea. Only 20, 30 people, that's it, to have opportunity all the time to speak with somebody.
Exactly, exactly.
Jason, and what do you think about Skype tools? Because I saw a special tools on Skype. It was yeah. also recording, but my computer, my antivirus, do you know? Do you understand?
Yeah. Antivirus, yeah.
Antivirus told me not stop. It's not good for your computer.
What was it
but
called?
It was, maybe I will see what it is.
Is it that?
First page of Skype. We have tools. Yes. Editions, and. Wood Burner video call recorder.
What's it called? Vodburner? Vodburner's okay. I've talked to those guys. But I found it a bit difficult. Use Pamela. I just wrote it on here. Pamela, it's free, and you get to record for 15 minutes. And then it stops the call. But Pamela's good. That works well.
I see it.
Pamela. Yeah.
Okay. Because, for example, he suggested to talk through ViaVox here in Facebook, but nobody wants. No, I prefer rather Skype, not ViaVox. So, you know.
Okay, we do it on Skype with other people, you know, but it's easier to say hello. I mean, once you've got your network, you can move them onto Skype, you know, that's okay if they use Skype.
Yes,
you can see when they're online. But I think the voice quality on here, I'm going to contact ViaVox and tell them that it's intermittent, you know, we have a few problems. But I hope it will improve. Because I think the combination of Facebook with the voice system is very, very good, because then it's mm-hmm. easier to mm-hmm. say hello to your friends and contact them. But this is new technology, you know, so it will take a while before it really gets to be perfect. So use Skype, you know, mm-hmm. use Skype. That's cool. Or Google Talk, you know. You can use Google Talk or MSN.
Google Talk, and there is opportunity to record?
I don't know about Google Talk for recording. I haven't recorded on Google Talk, so I don't know.
Uh-huh,
but
uh-huh.
I mean, recording is important, because then, you know, listening back is useful for pronunciation mm-hmm. and comprehension. So
I agree with you, of course. Pamela, I have Pamela Call Record.
Yeah, I use Pamela. It works well.
Yes. Thank you, Jason.
But you only have 15 minutes, so it will stop your call after 15 minutes. But then you can call back and start again. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they do that. I think they do it to annoy you because they want you to pay to upgrade.
Okay, Jason. Thank you for a piece of advice.
Okay. Cool.
Do you suggest also me to that I am able to teach people? In one of your email, I saw a special link, a special book. Do you think I am ready to do this?
Well, it's up to you, really, Valdek. I think if you understand the system now, which I think you probably do, which is, you know, you download a lesson or print a lesson, work on it offline, get the language clear in your head, and then you go online to practice it. If you think you could show, you could tell people in your town how to do that, and guide them and show them how to build a network of English speaking friends on Facebook, I think you could probably start charging them, you know, for your time. And that's the idea, you know. I mean, if you wanted to, you could start, have a think about it, and you know, and if you want, we can start talking about things like that a bit more. I mean, there's lots of information on the website about how to do it. And if you want to ask me questions on it, I'm happy, because what I want to try and do is, firstly, I want to help you improve your English. So that you feel that this way of studying and practicing works as a method. And when you're happy that it works as a method and is useful, then I want to help you start your own business in your own town. So that's my plan, simply. So it's up to you, really. I mean, I'm enjoying the sessions. It's interesting for me, and you know, we're recording stuff. I think you've actually improved a bit in just, this is our third session, and I'm still annoyed with myself for losing the recording of the first session. Which is so annoying. You know, when you want to punch yourself. But I think you've improved a bit, you know. I think your confidence has improved, and I think your fluency has improved a bit. So I will listen to our previous recording again, and what I'll do, I'm uploading the recordings to a website, and I'll send you the links, okay, so you can listen.
Okay. Thank you.
But I think it's interesting, you know. How do you feel about your English? Has there been any improvement in just three sessions?
I think that it is a little bit improvement, because do you remember me telling you that I thought about what to speak, the grammar, the sentence, you know, the building of sentence. Today I feel a little low. It's good? Lucy.
You feel what, sorry?
Lucy.
Looser.
Just like not nervous, you know, not.
Okay, that's good. That means you're feeling more fluent. So you're not thinking too hard before you speak.
It's not just like a brain you know, for my mind.
Exactly. It's, you feel more connected to the language.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But my plan, Jason, is like this. Spend with you some weeks, months.
Yeah.
My dream is going to your school, for example, in autumn, in September or November, maybe. I don't know, for 1 month. It could be very nice for me. Of course, I will pay you for learning in England. It's my big, big plan.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's okay.
Do you have any school at in England?
Well, we have. I have about. I'm doing it all online now, and I have. What I did was, I've got about 50 teachers in a meetup group on online. And what I've done is I shrank the business down to a summer program. So we teach in July and August every year, and we have about 200 students who come every summer from different places, and we teach for 8 weeks. And we also teach some groups that come in occasionally. And also, what I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to encourage the teachers in the London group on Meetup to start teaching, creating their own small groups of students and teaching anywhere in London without using classrooms. So we've tested it a few times. We taught in the cafe in a big shop on Oxford Street, doing a shopping lesson, and it works really well. I'm just, you know, if you want to come to London in the summer, then there'll be lessons that you can do. If you want to come after the summer, I can put you in touch with teachers, and by then there might be groups going on. And we also have like an evening English out there, like a conversation practice that is like a social thing, which one of my colleagues runs. So I think, you know, there will be stuff we can do, and we will be able to teach you if you want to be taught and to do some EOT in London. So it won't be a problem, you know. That's what I'm sort of building to now. I was talking to a teacher on Friday, and you know, it's what we're going to do. What we're going to try and do in London is, all right, we teach every summer, and we teach some groups and occasionally some individuals. And we have this pool of teachers who use our materials.
Now it's too early, Jason, to you know, to said yes, of course.
Don't worry. I know. Mm-hmm. I know. You can make your mind up in 6 months, 12 months, a year. Don't worry. I'm not selling you it. I'm just trying to explain what we're doing. I think there's potential to do interesting stuff, because I'm interested in, you know, teaching out in the real world, outside of classrooms, and using, you know, strangers and people, members of the public. And we've done it for so many years. And I don't think we need to have a school building. We don't need one anymore. So it's quite interesting. And there's different technologies I want to incorporate as well. You know, new stuff. So it's interesting days. That's the meetup group. You can go there and see, you know, there's social evening sessions and that happen in the pub, and and there's the group of teachers there. Join it. It's free to join. You can say hi to people and learn some more, you know. You might find someone to practice with there as well. Some of those teachers will practice with you. If you say, can I become your friend on Facebook? then some of them will probably say yes.
Mm-hmm. Jason, thank you for everything what you are doing for me.
That's okay, mate. That's all right. You're helping me too, you know.
It's not.
Huh?
But if it is like this, so we have got both, you know, profiles.
Exactly. We both do okay, you know. You're doing very well, and I'm enjoying helping you. I don't say teaching because I don't see myself as a teacher. I don't see what I created with English out there as, you know, I mean, teachers can teach it. There are lessons that you can teach. But what I'm doing with you is I'm kind of guiding you and talking to you in a way where, you know, you're doing the learning yourself naturally.
Mm-hmm. What about the next lesson? What do you think? I have got a free Wednesday on. It depends on you.
I'm around. I'm here on Wednesday morning if you're around.
Yes, of course, yes.
Yeah? Okay.
The material.
Sorry?
The materials, any new lesson?
Yeah, I'll send you a link. I've got another one ready.
Uh-huh, okay. On my email, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, Jason.
Actually, hang on. Let me find it now. Hold on. Uh-huh. Do, 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 do. I've already loaded it. That's
maybe something about, I don't know, it depends on you. I prefer every topic.
Well, the thing with our lessons, the topics are always designed to be fairly interesting. And, you know, like the language is useful and it helps you with vocab and stuff like that. But the main thing, I think, is the process. You know, like you saw in three sessions, you've gone from thinking in Polish and translating in your head to starting to just speak in English. And so it's the process that is the thing, that's the main thing.
Yes,
and if the subject is not so interesting for you, just do the questions quickly and then carry the conversation on and direct it somewhere else, you know? Okay, let me...
I don't like
just...
maybe...
I've got it. I've got it already. You can't choose now.
Okay.
Hold on. I've got to find
illnesses.
Huh?
Illnesses. I don't like speaking about illnesses. You know.
But you don't like speaking about illness.
Illness. Yes.
Really? Why?
Why? Because. It's difficult for me. The vocabulary is difficult.
Well, that's
example,
all right. Then you
pneumonia and other illnesses are awful. I only know pneumonia, maybe mislav.
Oh, I've got a great lesson on illness that will teach you lots of vocab.
No.
Hold on. Which one is it? Let's see. Oh, the next one is food and cookery.
Okay.
So, to discuss national dishes and favorite foods.
That's nice. I like cooking, so.
Okay, hold on. Let me share it with you. I'll just send you the...
Yes, Jason, I will go to you because somebody's knocking to my door, yes?
One okay, minute. Cool. All right, mate.